Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuchav Vav Omer Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Simin Tov Kuf Test today and starting Tov Kuf Yud. We begin on the very top line of the Mechaber, Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Ein Nokvin Nekev Chodosh Bechavis B'Yontiv. You're not allowed to make a new hole in a barrel on Yontiv. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Siv Katan Chav Ches, Afil Litzosh Sia, even though you need this hole to go and drink. Shari Evshel Lenakva Me'erev Yontiv. You should have made this hole in this barrel on Erev Yontiv. No, Im Lo Haya Evshel Lo Lenakva Me'erev Yontiv. You didn't have this barrel in your possession before Yontiv started. Whatever the reason you couldn't do this on Erev Yontiv, then Mutalo Lenakva Me'erev, then you are allowed to make the hole in it on Yontiv, Kidin Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, like the rules are for any type of need that you have for Ochel Nefesh, that to prepare for the Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do it on Yontiv. However, Ochein Ein Morin Kain. We don't publicize this, we don't tell people this halacha, because they're going to leave stuff. We're concerned, like we explained earlier, V'chanal in Sif Aleph Ben Dagah, the very beginning of this Simon in the Ramah there, he said if you will tell people they're allowed to do this, all of a sudden everybody's going to leave everything for Yontiv. They're busy Erev Yontiv, they'll leave it all for Yontiv, and therefore there's a concern, and you're not allowed to do this. I can't teach people this. Now, this leads us to a very important discussion in Dirshu footnote number 24 about opening of bottles on Yontif. He says, "Chel inyam psichas kufsas shimurim," to open up, let's say, some sort of a container that has spices in it, or oshar chavilos or bakbukim or any other things inside of it. He says, "Ba'ofin she'also l'poskom b'Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to open them up on Shabbos, kishlo ha'isalo efsharis l'das she'itzorchlem b'yontif," and you didn't know that you would need them on Yontif. For example, you had new guests coming to you now that you didn't know about on Erev Yontif. So can you open these things up on Yontif? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, Mutter min adin leposel b'yontif, you would be allowed to open them up on Yontif. However, again, ain morin kein. We don't publicize this and tell people they're allowed to do this. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Ligus Moshe says, in lo yochol leposel b'yontif, if you weren't able to open them up before Yontif started, Mutter leposel b'yontif, you are allowed to open them up on Yontif, and va'af morin kein, you can even publicize this to the rabbim. Because there is an opinion that says there is no binyan and stira on kalim, and this is a keli, and therefore there are those that say you're allowed to do this, and therefore you're allowed to publicize this if you didn't have a choice to do this before yontif, so you're allowed to do this on yontif. I feel it. They said according to the Ishi, does even do it on Shabbos, so certainly you can do it over here on yontif for machshir ocho nefesh. And he says vafilu kishaderech lishtamish bem kikli la'achar psicha, and even if you're going to use this container as a kli afterwards, so you open up the bottle and then you're going to close the bottle afterwards, so it becomes a kli. Lefikoch, he says biyontiv bevada yesh locha wazeh. He says on yontiv you're allowed to be mekel in this situation. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has a slightly more strict opinion. He says hol v'efshol leposlam b'derech kilkol, since you could open them up in a way that destroys it from being a kli. Lo mistabrish yia heter midin machshir ocho nefesh leposlam b'derech tikkun vasiyas kli. He says you can open it up, but you can't use it as a kli. You have to open it up in a way that will destroy it from being a kli. You won't be able to reuse it now as a kli. You'll pour it into something else. That's preferable to do. Then he says, if you open up something over here that's preserved, and now it's going to be ruined if you would open it up before Yontif, you want it to be fresh. Let's say, for example, a bottle of soda, the gas is going to go out. And now, if you open it up all before Yontif, you're not going to have tasty soda. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe brings down, Yesh lahatir af mitam acher. You can also allow this for another reason. Shekiva shatam Shein Morin had to last us beyond it. Machshir Ocho Nefesh Shlo Yevshel Lasus Mivod Yom. The reason you're not allowed to tell people to do things that they could have done Erev Yontif to do now to do on Yontif, even though Min Adin they're allowed to, that's because Shechoshim Shiasos on Yontif. They're afraid that people are going to wait to do them on Yontif, even when they could have done them on Erev Yontif. So he says in this situation, Ein Ze Ela B'dvarim Shenitan Hayol Lasos Mivod Yom. This is only applicable for things that you could have done them before Yontif. But here, Mashein Kein B'dvarim Shelo Nitan Lasos Mivod Yom Machmas Sheiskalklu. They're going to get ruined faster if you open them before Yontif. So here it doesn't apply. Shehem lo shayches gezerizu. We're not concerned over here. And therefore, he says, Yesh lahokel lahorus l'rabim shemuta. He says, you're allowed to publicly say that you're allowed to do this. V'mo yachol l'poscho me'erev yontif. And if you could open it up on Erev Yontif, yesh mokon lo ma'ashe b'sichas kufsa shimurim nechsheves kitzorach ochel nefesh mamish v'lo rak machshiri ochel nefesh. And he says, even if you could have opened up before Yontif, there is room to suggest this is actually something that's not machshiri ochel nefesh, but real ochel nefesh. And therefore, you'd be allowed to do this even on Yontif that you could have done on Erev Yontif. Ayidei shvira samachasa nechsheves kishinoi. And do it in a shinoi dik away. And this would be allowed. However, lemaisa, he says, ein lahako leposcho beofen Shahaya Yochel Posim Mibod Yom. He said you shouldn't really rely upon this, and you should treat it as Machshir Yochel Nefesh and not as real Ochel Nefesh. Finally, this footnote concludes. It says, "B'mikra shenisgur b'yomtiv delis shel aron." If you close the door to a room or to a cheder, shebetocho yesh ochel letzorach hayom, and there's food inside there, and now you can't get inside. You want to get it out. You have to break the door. So if Nissen Karlitz Atzal brings down shekivin shelunita lomar shoyu yochel asos dovers zem erev yomtiv. Since it got locked now on yomtiv, you couldn't have done this on erev yomtiv. He says you'd be allowed to do this. However, the ain morin kain. You shouldn't publicize this heter. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Tes tells us he's now to make this neck of Chodosh, so he brings down V'chol Dino Kamo B'Shabbos. Has the same dinim as on Shabbos. Le'el Simin Shin Yudal Ayin Shom. Well, we learned this already previously. Siv Zayin. Mechaber writes Lahat Bil Kli Chodosh B'Yontiv, to go and be Tovel a Kli, a brand new Kli on Yontiv. Dino Kamo Shabbos has the same halacha as Shabbos. It's Besakin One. You're not allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Katan Lamed wrote Zolomar. The B'Shabbos Isur Le'el Diyesh Machmir. On Shabbos there are Machmirim. We see in Dershu footnote number 25 Linyan Halacha. Technically you're allowed to. However, Yori Shemaim should be Machmir. However, he brings out from the Darki Moshe and from the Shelos Shuvah Shagasaye, she also told Moshavah, said, you're outright not allowed to do this. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. The reason that those that say you're not allowed to do this, because you're not allowed to use this Kli without Tefillah, and therefore, Nira Kimisakin Kli Ayidah Tefillah, and therefore you're fixing the Kli, making it usable via the Tefillah, that's Misakin Mona, and you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, and he says, according to these machmirim, you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Yontif as well. On only Virak, in lo hayo efshalo lahat b'merev Yontif, if you had no opportunity to do this on Erev Yontif, you didn't have the kli, let's say, then, and you couldn't bring it to the mikvah, it was closed, mutalo lahat b'yontif l'divreko. Then everybody, even the machmirim, would say you'd be allowed to go and tovel it on Yontif, l'tzorach tashmishu ayom, as long as you're using it that day. Dishafut number 26 says, Linya Misha Kibo Kli Minoch Yontif. If the Goy gave you the Kli on Yontif, so Sharet Zion in Hilchos Shabbos, Shinchov Gimel said that the Prima Goyim was Mako to allow you to be Tovel on Yontif. However, the Shagas Hayyah said that you shouldn't do so. The reason why on Yontif you are allowed to do this, however, he says, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Darihu Machshir Yochon Nefesh. This is Machshir Yochon Nefesh. However, again, Ach Ein Morin Kein Lachem. You shouldn't publicize this to others, L'chanal B'Sif Aleph, because they're going to go and then take, you give them an inch, they're going to take a whole foot. Dershu foot number 27 says, Ochein, Ha'etzel, Ishtamis, B'Shabbos, B'Chli, Shal Nitzel. How are you supposed to then use this on Shabbos without having the Tefillah? So the Shulchan Aruch and Sin Shin Chav Gimel brought down that you can give this to the Goy as a Matana. So now it's the Goy's own this item, and now you can borrow from the Goy. Then it doesn't require Tefillah. V'zeh Mo'a Liftor Esakli Mitzvillah. That doesn't require then Tefillah to use it. And he adds, Shekein Yinag Yori Shemayim Sheino Tovu Kelim B'Shabbos. And that's preferable than taking the lenient opinion of being Tovu L'Keli on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Ochein, if hoya kli hazeh kli zchuchis, the chi of tefilosu rak midrabanan. If this is a glass utensil, where midaraisa we don't find glass, and only midrabanan, they said it's too much like earthenware, and therefore we require tefila midrabanan. So then, in this situation, when it's only a din derabanan to be tovelit mitzadi the prima godim says the yicholim af lahorus kin lachayim l'tovelit zoruch hayom. Then you'd even be allowed to publicize and tell people they could be tovel this on yontif. Im lo yev shalol l'tovel b'erev yontif, as long as you didn't have an opportunity to do it." Of Yontif. But here you're allowed to publicize that. The other situations you're not allowed to publicize. Now we go to the Ramah. The Mechaber says this is all Kedisa, B'Simin, Shin Chav Kim, Siv Zayin. This is all the same exact thing as we learned in Hilchos Shabbos. I didn't read that last word to the Mechaber. Now we go to the Ramah. Hagah, V'din Hadocha, V'Shiv Shuv Kelim Yontif, to go and do a Hadocha, rinsing out, a Shiv Shuv, a rubbing of the Kelim on Yontif, Dino Kama Shabbos. The same halachas apply there, as also by Shabbos, Kedisa, Simin Shin Chav Kim, the same halachas there. Umutu Lataltu Muktza, Lutzarach Ochonet, B'Shiv Simchas Yontif. The one additional thing he tells us is you're allowed to be Mataltu something that's Muktza if you need it for Ochonet. Nefesh and Simchas Yontif. He brings this down from the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef in the name of Tosos. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkon Lamed Aleph. For example, Kigon Latal Tolo Efer Kidei Lefos Bimkomo. You'd be allowed to move the Muktza ashes in order to go and bake in their places. O Latal Tu Avonim Hamunochim Ala Peros, to take off stones that were on top of Peros Kidei Lechol Peros, so you can get to the Peros underneath them. However, but to actually eat or to get benefit from the Muktza item itself. For example, could go lahasik b'muktza ukai gabna, to use the muktza as firewood. That also, that we already said, you wouldn't be allowed to do. The issue footnote number 28 brings down the af imain tzorach gadol b'tiltul muktza el rak tzorach katan. And even if you don't have a great need for this, just a slight need for this tiltul muktza, could go and grief asatanu kadei shtia pas no yoser, that you're just doing this so the bread won't look blackened, it will still taste good. To minimize the amount of tircha, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down mutar l'tatal. Even here, you're allowed to be metaltal, as we learn from the Tosfos of Kiva Eger. There were some other items in Dershu footnote 27 that are kedai to mention. He says other eitzos when you can't be tovo something. So he says if it's a kli that could be used to fill up water, he says go stick the kli in the mikvah and fill it up with water, and this way you'll get your water and you'll also be tovo the kli. He says, in this situation, better not to make a bracha, because then that would demonstrate that you're clearly doing it for the purposes of tefillah rather than for the purposes of getting the water. But at least, when you put it in to get the water, you are tovaling it at the same time. Then he says, linyan atovel kli, b'yantiv, b'ofen mutter. If you're tovaling a kli on yantiv in a way that's permissible, for example, kagon shaloi solo efshos l'tovel b'er yantiv, when you had no opportunity to go and tovel it on every yantiv. So then, in this situation, Nissen Karlitz Tzatzal says, you do make a bracha, because this is a heter dika tefila, and you do make a bracha. People may learn from you mistakenly and think that you're allowed to be tovel a kli, even if you could have been tovel at an erev yontif. He says, that's not enough of a reason not to make a bracha when you're required and allowed to make the bracha. Because you shouldn't ever want to do a mitzvah without making the bracha on it, as the Mishnah Berurah and Biur Halacha tell us over there in Hilchos Shabbos. Then he says, we shouldn't make a new gzeiro beer and say, don't make the bracha. And he says, only on Shabbos, where the rabbi said, we don't want you to be tovel on Shabbos. In that situation, then we do have the right to say, don't make the bracha. In this situation, it shouldn't look like you're being tovel on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Kuf Tes, and now we begin Tov Kuf Yud, which deals with Kama Dvar Marsum Lassus Yontif, a number of various items that you're not allowed to do on Yontif, and which ones you're allowed to do with the Shinoi. So we start off Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Molulin Melilos, you're allowed to rub in your hands the grains, and likewise, Mefarchim Kitnios, and you can rub and break apart the Kitnios. Kidarkun biyantiv. The same way you do them on a weekday, you're allowed to do them on yantiv. However, umenafeach ma'at ma'at v'yochal, but you're only allowed to sift them a little bit at a time. When you separate over here the grains from their chaff or the kidneys from their chaff, so you're allowed to do that in the normal way. But when you sift it, you're only allowed to sift a little bit at a time and eat it. And you can even use the konun and tamchoy, these specialized sifting implements. However, but you shouldn't do it on a table, on a tray, and not on these even more specialized, larger types of utensils that you normally sift a tremendous amount at one time, this napa and this kavra. What exactly are we talking about over here? Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kutin Aleph. Mishnah Berurah says, Pirush, Shabiyado, you're going and taking in your hands these grains, and Yimul Achitim, you rub these chitim, Kishem Rakim, when they're soft, and this is called, they have a Dosh Klachayad. This is done in a way that's a Shinoi, it's Klachayad. Ubishabbos, Sarach Shinu B'melilo, and Shabbos, you have to do this with a Shinoi. The height of a Rosh Yitzbosov, you have to do with the tips of your fingers. Kamosha Kosov, Simon Shinu Tes. However, Beyontiv, Kishirot, Lochlon, but on Yontiv, when you want to eat it, Lo Gazru, you can do it in the regular way. Vezeo Shikosov, Kidarkum Beyontiv. You'll have to do this in the regular way on Yontiv. Sivkon Beis, Mufarach and Kitnios, you can break apart the Kitnios. Hainu Hashavit, and the stalks, Umotzi Azeramehan, and take out the seeds that are inside of them, the edible part. And you're allowed to do the Sifkot and Gimel Kedarkun Beyontif. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, V'yesh Machmirim Dafko B'Shinoi. There are those, he brings this down from the Mogen Avram, and the Pri Begadim is not sure about this. In any event, V'yesh Machmirim Dafko B'Shinoi, that you should do it even on Yontif with the Shinoi, B'Rosh Yetzbe, also with the tips of your fingers, and not with your entire palm. And he says, Sifkot and Dalad, you're allowed to use these types of sifting implements, the Konun and the Tamchui, Mevur Le'el and Simon Shin Yutes Siv Vav Ayin Sham, or Beyontif Hekelu. So you wouldn't be allowed to use these on Shabbos, but you are allowed to use them on Yontif. What exactly are these? So this konon is like a wooden utensil that is wider at one end and it's narrow at the other end. And you put stuff in and you shake it, and then the smaller stuff, which is round, will roll down, and the harder stuff, the junk, the chaff, will stay inside. It's not round and will stay at the other end. That's the konon. The tamchui is a certain type of a large plate, and you would shake it, and you'd be able to sift based upon that. And the tavla is a board of some sort that's larger than the tamchoi. The napfa, as I said, is a sieve, and the kavra is another type of a sieve, and these are more fancier implements, and you wouldn't be allowed to use them. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Sivkon, hey, the Merzi command the Ovel Tzorich Mocher. As I said, you normally use this Tavlo or the Napa and the Kavra for a larger amount, and it looks like you're preparing for Yantif for Chol. Shein Derech Lasos Bekelim Alolu El Harbi, because you normally use these Kelim when you're sifting a lot. The Kanun and the Tamchoy, those are for a smaller amount, so you're allowed to use them on Yantif, but not the Tavlo, Napa, and Kavra. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, HaBorer Kitnios B'Yontif, if you're selecting Kitnios on Yontif, Borer Kedarko, you're allowed to go and borer them to separate them out in the normal way, B'Cheiko, in your lap, or B'Tamchoy, on one of these plates, these smaller types of plates. And the Ramah says, Imrotzu L'Ochlem Bo B'Yom, you're only allowed to do this, he brings that for the Magen Mishnah, if you're planning on eating them that day, you're not allowed to do this for the next day. However, even here, you're not allowed to use the tavla, avaloba tavla, avaloba napa, avaloba kabra. You can't use the fancier implements, the more specialized implements that are normally done for a larger amount of sifting for not only for now, but for the future. So therefore, you're not allowed to use these larger implements, more specialized implements. Mishabur explains Sivkon Vav, Bori Kedarko. Here, you can take the psolis min ocha. Normally on Shabbos, you have to take the ocha from the psolis, but here you can even take the psolis from the ocha. Why? You don't have to do it in the abnormal way of here picking out the food from the psoles, because he says the kivon sha ocha meruba ukilakame, since we're going to learn that there's a lot more ochel here than there is psoles, so therefore it's much less work to pick out the psoles than to pick out all the ochel, and therefore tov lemaay b'tircha, it's better to have less tircha on yontif to livro hapsoles shuam, and to remove the chaff, the garbage, which is a smaller amount, it's easier to do it that way. Sivkot and zayin. That's only the Ramah said if you want to eat it that day. He didn't even bother to tell us that you're planning to do it for tomorrow. The Ramah wasn't telling us you have to do this for Yontif. The Chiddush over here is not, of course you can't do it for the next day, but he's saying you're even allowed to do it earlier in the Yontif for later in the Yontif day. El Hashminam, the Chiddush over here of the Ramah is Dafilu ein daitu lechol la'alter. On Shabbos, you're only allowed to do borer for eating right now. You can't be borer at Shachar's time for Shalosh Shudis. But for Yontif, you could be borer at Shachar's time for a later afternoon meal. So on Shabbos, it has to be la'alter and not li'achar's man. And the B'Shabbos, ki agav n'chayv chattas, if you did this, you'd be chayv chattas. Afilu borer ochem b'psolos, even if you're doing it the right way, but you're doing it for later on. And certainly, of course, you gave b'psolos and ochem, and certainly if you do it, the b'psolos from the ochem, you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Shabbos. It would be an issa d'raisa. So here, the Ramah is mechadesh, komash v'lon d'shari, he's telling us that this is allowed. Dein iser borer b'yontif b'zeh min haTorah. There is no iser borer because it's ochel nefesh on yontif. Even shoot sarach ocha nefesh bo bayom. Since if you're eating it that day, anytime that day, ucha ofim avashal dami. This is no different than baking. You don't have to eat it the minute you take it out of the oven. You cook something, you don't have to eat it that minute. You can eat it later on. And therefore, you're allowed to do these things even in the normal way, which is to pick the little bit of chaff out from the ocha, and you're allowed to go and do this for later on with the minor implements that we talked about. The kanun and the tamkoi, but you can't use the implements it used for a larger amount of time because they're looking like you're doing it for chol. So he says over here too, rak benaf ukavra osu chacham, only when it looks like you're doing it for a longer amount of time. It's not just for today; it's for beyond today. Mishum demechzi command the avodah tzarich mocher. It looks like you're doing it for after yontif. The derech brera bekel malol lasos liamarbi. As I pointed out, the natural way to do this was that you use these larger sifters and sieves to sift a large amount. As we already learned earlier a few minutes ago in this year. It brings down for the Mogen Avraham. Finally, Deir Shufut number 10 brings down, if you didn't have a chance to do this on Erev Yontif, for example, you didn't have the kidneys in your possession yet, so he says, also live rodus of a napa of a kabra yontif. Nevertheless, even here, you can't use the napa and the kabra. You must use the smaller implements that aren't going to be used for a large amount. They're only used for that day. So on Yontif, there are many coolers compared to Shabbos in regards to Borer, but even here, there are some limitations. With this, we conclude today's shir.